iron's that either now they make up the branding iron in the pattern of the brand and you stamp it on when it's hot. But back in the early days, they used what they call running iron. It's just a bent iron and sort of like a J.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be heated and they'd run the brand on like that.
Kind of ride it on. Is that what you mean?
Well, you'd start, generally they were, well, there were all types of things. Some of them were easier to make with a running iron than others, but it just righted on as you hot iron went along behind. Of course, you had your horse and your saddle and your saddle blankets and bridle. And
what about head covering?
Well, your hat, you mean? Are you talking about for a person? Well, generally they used a wide-brimmed hat, and still do, for shade, principally. I think that's where that custom started. And you have to have a raincoat or saddle slicker, as they call them. And it's one that is split in the back where it will cover over the horse's back end and still cover your legs, but it's termed a slicker, a saddle slicker, principally. And back when I was a child, of course, we had cattle that got into the river sometimes because of water, you know, trying to get water, and they'd get in where they couldn't get out. And my father's standard equipment was a pair of blocks, he called it, block and tackle, we were talking about earlier. He kept those on the back of his saddle, and he'd ride down the bottom land. If he found any in bog, well, he'd just proceed to pull them out. That was standard equipment, you know, for people that had river country. And for ranching, you normally had enough horse stock that you couldn't just ride one all the time. You either raised your own horses or you bought enough and kept them. Generally, in the earlier days, they raised their own horses for their own use, simply because they had enough grass and the land hadn't been used up. What I was fixing to tell you about that was a story that my grandfather raised horses, and I mentioned earlier that he said he would never be without a horse. Well, back in the early 20s or mid-20s, he had a bunch of saddle horses, and they were referred to as a remuda. And he had...
Is that a Spanish term?
Yes. And he had raised enough horses, and of course they didn't ever put a saddle on one to break one, as they called it, to ride, until he was about 4 years old, because they thought that it hurt his back. But nowadays they start them when they're yearlings, you know, and get them gentle, and they don't have to have one that's such an outlaw that can't ride him. But in those years, he had so many horses, and he wanted to sell them, and there wasn't any market particularly. But he sold 100 head that were sent to California, and he got 75 cents a piece for them. My brothers nearly had a stroke because he dispensed with horses that were like 5, 6, and 7 years old. They were just beginning to be really good using animals. And but we had grass shortage. It was a drafty time. He had to dispense with them, so he just sold them.
What about terms that are used in manipulating the cattle?
Working cattle, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's...
I've had a number of people ask me, what do you do when you work cattle? Well, there are a number of things that you do. Now, as opposed to early days, we vaccinate for various diseases. And that has just come about since the study of animal diseases and so forth.